Yeah.
Hello, hi, Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am National Linux and I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet? Mark, can you please tell me, are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we would like to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time. You in a safe place that you can talk freely?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a closet masturbating.
Okay. Go for it. Are you 18 years of age and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
No.
Okay, not a problem. And just to make sure that we represented everybody, man.
By the way, you have my first name. Do you have my last name?
No, sir. Just your first name.
Well, how do you have my phone number and my first name?
Oh, they just go by district. It's when you vote, you know. That's how we get the number. And your name actually, your phone number it was chosen by random. You know, National Opinion Service. It's an independent outfit. So what is your race, if you don't mind me asking? White, black, African American, Hispano, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Asian.
You don't sound Asian. Okay. If you say so. Thinking about the direction.
Well, that's a racist thing to say. I don't sound Asian.
You sound American. That's what I meant by that. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in.
I was born in the United States.
That's probably why. You don't have no accent. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please just let me know. Walk culture or wokeism? What number would you give me on that? 0 to 100.
Did you say woke?
Yes, yes, sir. That's what I said. Walk or culture or wokeism? Yes.
Woke. I think Satan invented wokeism.
Okay. And what number would you give me on that? 0 to 100.
What's the worst number I can give you?
0.
I'll give you a -10.
Okay. I can only take 0 to 100. Okay. What about public schools teachers? What number will you give me on them?
I'll give you 0.
Public school teacher, okay. How about public schools?
0.
How about charter schools?
50.
Thank you. How about the U.S. Department of Education?
0. How about
Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. What about the National Education Association or NEA?
0.
Thank you. What about Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Liberty. I'm not familiar with that. What are they about?
I don't know, but if you're not familiar with that, that means that you never heard of them. That's 102. I have a number.
Are they a bunch of lesbians?
How about Joe Biden? What number will you give me on him, the president?
-100.
I can only take 0 to 100. One number, please.
0.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm glad you have a sense of humor. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What kind of schools?
Public schools.
Public schools. They're garbage. They're terrible.
Okay. The answer that I have is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Now, would you say that charter
schools... Why are there so many questions about schools and nothing else?
Because, no, it's going to be. This is the last question about schools right here. Now, would you say that charter schools or public schools do a better job at educating students? Would you say public school or charter school do a better job at educating students? Which one would you say that is better?
Charter schools.
And that would be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Much better. Thank you. Okay, that's the last one.
How come they don't ask about private? How about private school? Nobody's asking about private school.
Yeah, sometimes they do. Not this survey. How important do you think it is for public school to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topic and a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that is somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all. For schools to prepare students regarding this topic, you can use any number between 0 and 10 to become more organized and how structured. How important do you think it is for all the schools to prepare them? Not important at all, or very important, or somewhat important? From 0 to 10.
You told me I was done with school questions.
I know. This is the last one. I forgot about this one.
I think you're pulling my leg.
No, sir. No, sir. I wouldn't do that. No, sir. I really thought that it was the last one. But this will be, I'm pretty sure that this will be. The next one is going to be about the election next year, 2024 election.
Okay.
What would you say? Will you say that,
what's the worst answer I could give them?
0. Not important at all. To become more organized.
0. Little worse.
Thank you. Dreadfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. Do you think that is not important to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad? Do you think that's important or not important at all? Or somewhat important?
It's very important. Very important.
Very important. Thank you. How about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement in voting and voting? Would you say that's important or not important at all or somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. How about embrace American values and be proud American citizens? Will you say that's important or not important or somewhat important?
Most important.
Thank you. Very important. Thank you. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. Do you think that's important, not important, or somewhat important?
Who's providing these skills?
The school. They're talking about
public schools. I'm done with these fucking school questions.
That's the last. It's one more. Just this is.
You told me that about 10 questions ago.
No. I'm telling you right now. There's only 2 more questions. Just give me a 0 to 10 on this one. Provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
0. They're assholes. They're worthless.
Okay. Thank you. And help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
0. They suck. They're terrible. They're lousy.
Thank you. Okay. Would you say that you stay spent just about the right amount, too much or not enough on education?
I thought we were done with school questions.
Let me see. I think this is the last. This will be the last one. Do you have an answer for that? Do you think they spend too much on your home stay about right?
When are
or
you going to stop lying to me?
I'm not lying.
Yeah, you are. You told me 15 questions ago I was done with these stupid school questions.
Yeah, I know. I think this is mostly about, but it's going to be about the election next year. You know, pretty soon we're going to get to that. It's just that they're asking. about, you know, who you're voting for, if you're a Democrat or Republican, stuff like that. If you're conservative or you know, a liberal.
How many questions are there?
Well, we already halfway through, so it's not that many, many left.
So half of the questions are about education.
And on this survey, yes, sir, I agree with you. I didn't realize that because this is a new
one. Might be recorded.
Okay.
Might be in recorded.
Okay. Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education?
Too much.
Too much? Thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
I'm done. Goodbye.
Okay, that was the last one. Have you heard, seen, or read about?
No, you lied. You lied to me.
No, listen to
me. You lied to me.
Listen to the question. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory? That's different.
You lied to me.
No, this is the last. Yeah, I already finished that. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? You know what that is? Have you heard a lot about that?
Oh, I know exactly. Do you know what it is?
A lot, a little, nothing at all.
Do you know anything? What do you know about critical race theory?
I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm asking you. Have you
heard?
That's
where they teach little kids. They teach little kids that if they're white, they should feel guilty about it.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
They should
okay.
feel bad. They should feel bad because they're white.
Okay.
And because they're white, they get so many more advantages than a black or an Indian
okay.
or a Chinese or,
okay.
or any other race.
I see.
And
so you have heard a lot about that, about this, right? The critical race theory. I see that you, right?
Yeah, I'm
you
a
have
very
heard a lot
educated.
Of that.
Okay. Yeah.
So can I put that a lot, that you have heard a lot about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 public schools, it's being
I'm
banned.
Done with the education. This is
no,
education.
No, there's nothing to do with education. They're just saying that it's not being taught in public schools. It's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No, it's not about politics. It's about right and wrong.
So you disagree? Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you, sir. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public school? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I'm done with the school stuff.
No, but
goodbye.
This is just about banning the books. It doesn't have to do with the schools. Thank you.
I don't know.